It's time now for How You Built That. And this story begins about 5 years ago, when Prereq Jathani was a pre-med student at UC Berkeley taking organic chemistry.
Let's say you want to get a hydroxyl group onto a tertiary carbon on an alkane chain. Well, then you can use a SN1 reaction.
And I know, just hearing this is going to stress some of you out.
Or let's say you wanted to convert an alkene, which is a double bond, into a single bond.
Now, here's something you should know, which is that for most pre-med students, organic chemistry sucks.
There are people who will cry the night before the final. There are people who would just lose it just because it's so difficult.
Now, on the face of it, organic chemistry is actually kind of basic because it's about the essential building blocks of life.
Every molecule in your body is an organic chemistry molecule, and those molecules are reacting with other molecules all the time. And so you need to know these compounds pretty well, and you need to know how they interact with one another. You start with molecule A, and you have to figure out how to make molecule B.
And maybe it's kind of obvious by now that Prereq was one of those rare pre-med students who really liked organic chemistry. And he made friends with a fellow student, Bilal, who felt the same way.
We both very much saw it like a game. And then by the time we graduated, we finally were like, oh my God, we actually have time now. We're both applying to medical school. Let's try to do this thing. Like, let's try to actually create a game and see if we can demystify this daunting obstacle that so many pre-med students face.
So Prereq and Bilal recruited a few other organic chemistry students, and they started to develop a board game that you could play in the classroom.
And then we literally met once a week at UC Berkeley in one of their classrooms and started brainstorming, how is this gonna work? What do we want out of this game? How exactly do we want to convey why we love organic chemistry and why other people should love it too?
So they eventually came up with a game where you get this card with a simple carbon chain on it. And the goal is to manipulate that carbon chain into a more complex molecule. And you do that by drawing more cards with all kinds of reactions and substrates and reagents on them. And I have no idea what any of that means. But the main point is, the person with the most complex molecule at the end of the game wins.
So the earliest version of the game was literally, I kid you not, me and my dad printing this out on normal printer paper, 8.5 by 11, like 6 cards per sheet, cutting it out with scissors in my downstairs living room.
Prereq got a group of friends together to play that first version of the game, but it went on forever, like they couldn't even finish it.
Because it was still really complicated. Our decks were like 300 cards each. And again, they're all in 8.5 by 11 pieces of paper, cards were everywhere, there was a mess, but it worked.
So over the next few months, Prereq and his team simplified the game. They eliminated some of the molecules and made each card, each chemical element, into kind of a cartoon figure.
So instead of thinking about all of these chemicals as scary chemicals, they actually look really fun. Like our bromine is a bro. It has a nice hat on it, and it looks like a bro.
Anyway, by the spring of 2017, Prereq and his friends went onto Kickstarter, and they raised about $15,000 from 18 different countries.
And the thing that I think really made us all proud was I think people loved the idea.
Now, Prereq was not doing any of this on a full-time basis. While the Kickstarter campaign was going on, he was getting ready to go to med school, which he started in the summer of 2017.
This is a side gig for all of us. I'm in med school, I have to take care of patients full time, and yet I still have this other thing that I really want to get done.
And today, the game is pretty much done. It's called React, with an exclamation point. A company in China is making it. There's a website where you can order it. And so far, they've only sold about 400 games, but Prereq thinks the market is going to grow.
I want React to be the supplement for all organic chemistry classes across not even the nation, even the world. And even something they can play before they take the class to really be like, okay, so this is what I'm getting myself into. It's not death. It's not crazy. It's basic science.
Prereq Jathani is the co-creator of React. It's a board game about organic chemistry. And for now, he and his colleagues are running the company as a nonprofit. Their backup plan is to become doctors. And if you want to find out more about React or hear previous episodes, head to our podcast page, howibuiltthis.npr.org. And of course, if you want to tell us your story, go to build.npr.org.